The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell. I'm with Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience at First Alliance Credit Union. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
On our last episode of Good Money Moves, we talked about setting New Year's resolutions. We talked about financial goals, those types of resolutions. What is the important money topic that we're going to cover on this week's program?
Yeah, so we are actually going to continue our conversation about New Year's resolutions. But today specifically, we're going to be talking about the intersection of two of the most common New Year's resolutions that people have, and that is money and kind of fitness and health related New Year's resolutions, and how being healthy is actually can be a good money move. And I'm sure you're like, well, I'm not really following you there. Well, that's okay. I will explain. Making sure that you are healthy can actually help avoid medical costs as you age, or just in general, right? So taking care of your health can also be really healthy for your wallet in the long run. But I think what most people envision when somebody says that they have to get healthy is like expensive gym memberships, or expensive supplements that they have to take, or, you know, things like that. A lot of money has to be spent to get healthy, and that's usually not actually the case. So I've just got some tips and ideas that you can kind of consider if you have set a New Year's resolution for yourself around health and fitness, and how you can kind of get healthy and stay on track with your budget at the same time.
Great, because a lot of times the unrealistic New Year's resolution is the one that will be quickly discarded. So
exactly,
if we can make it attainable, your odds are much better. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
And of course, now's the time. Everybody talks about goals. Mm-hmm. My goals for the coming year. I guess we'll start out with, where should we start out with when we're talking about not spending a lot of money to get in shape? And, you know, maybe take care of two of our resolutions all at once.
Yeah. So honestly, the best place to start, if you've never been super active before, you've never really thought much about how do I kind of get started maybe on a health journey, the best place to start is just to start moving, like more than you do today. And and I say this because it's completely free to take your dog for a walk. You know, you can go walk laps around the mall if it's cold outside. Like, these are things that you can do that cost you $0, and which is always good, because if you don't have a financial investment in it, you're actually more likely to do it, weirdly enough. Just think about it. If you have a desk job, is there a way that you can get up and take breaks and walk around? Maybe you can take a walk with a friend after you finished lunch together, or maybe after you get off work, you can go for a walk in your neighborhood. You know, one big thing here is to get an idea of how much you're actually moving already in the day. And then kind of based on your goals, you can choose to either maintain that if you feel like maybe you're getting enough and that's not the area you need, or you can try to kick it up a notch. And it's really about, just like with financial goals, it's about being consistent. But in this case, it's about being consistent in how much you're getting up and moving around. And doing so, again, I mentioned that financially speaking, being healthy can help you in the long run by getting up and moving. You kind of limit the risk of cardiovascular disease and things like that. So you're saving yourself money from having to have an expensive doctor visit down the road by just getting up and moving around for free in your own.
Absolutely.
House.
And yeah. You say kick it up a notch, and people go, oh, that means I've got to buy a fancy, you know, wristband tracker or whatever. No, just keep track of the minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yep. It doesn't, you don't have to measure each step.
Yeah. Yeah. And quite frankly, I would recommend that you don't buy all the fancy gear and equipment until you have made exercising in some capacity a habit for yourself already. Because
Right.
you're, like I said, just because you buy the equipment doesn't, this is why people have treadmills sitting in their basement with that they use as clothes hangers.
How did you know that?
It's just the way it is. Right? So you don't have to, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to go out and spend tons and tons of money that you maybe hadn't planned for originally, but now you've set this goal for yourself and you, so now you have to buy the treadmill, right? No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that at all. You can just get up and go for a walk. You can get up and, I don't know, just move. That's
yeah.
really it. Just move
Wave your
around
arms
more.
Around.
Yeah. Start somewhere. Just like with savings, you have to start somewhere. And that little 5 minute walk is better than no walks. Just like saving $5 is better than saving no dollars.
And when you start feeling better, you're probably going to do more of it.
Exactly.
So that leads to my next question. If you already have done this first step, what about when it's time to, you mentioned kick it up a notch.
Yeah. So not everyone can afford a gym membership, right? And many people maybe don't want to, even if they could. So however, if it's something you want to participate in, a lot of employers, a lot of times through some kind of employer benefit or a healthcare program of some kind, offer gym reimbursement plans, or they may provide discounts to certain gyms in the area, or they may help contribute to a gym membership for you. So if that is the avenue that you want to take and you feel like that's going to be where you're going to make the most progress, but you're a little bit limited on the cost, check into those things because they can be very beneficial and you can actually end up getting some discounts even on your medical plans sometimes if you have
right.
gym memberships and you can prove that you go X number of times in a month. So using those financial resources you have already is a great opportunity here.
It's now, it's a great incentive too, because if they require that you have 9 visits or whatever it may be per month, you're actually going to get out and do the 9 visits instead of, as often is the case, pay for a membership that never gets used.
Right. Exactly. And because it's really hard to get out gym memberships. They make it very hard, just FYI. So if gym memberships are not your thing and you want to, and you'd rather work out at home, again, you don't have to go out and buy the Peloton, right? Or even a treadmill of any kind, right? You can, there's affordable options you can do at home as well. YouTube has a plethora of workout videos for free that you can follow along with. They have a wide variety of options out there for different, beginner, intermediate levels of working out, things like that. So if you've never worked out before, find ones that maybe are for beginners. And there's a lot of actually cheap equipment that you can go buy just at like a Walmart or a Target, resistance bands or lighter weight sets, things like that, that you can use at home and follow along with these videos. And, that, again, very affordable way for you to get started on this journey for yourself without breaking the bank, because you don't have to go out and buy that, $2,000 treadmill. And there's different ways. And as you kind of get into it, you can always start to look for things like on Facebook groups that are maybe used equipment so that you're not having to buy it brand new and things like that. So just get creative, right? And
people sell their used treadmills and other equipment for
all the time.
Heck of a lot less than they paid for them.
Because they just want it out of their basement. Yeah, well, and too, you can get creative with it too. If you can't afford the weight set, or you're not sure you want to commit to that yet, throw some books in a backpack and walk up and down your stairs a couple times, or, just there's a lot of different ways that you can work out without having to buy the equipment, and just get yourself started so that, you can decide if this is really the way that you want to maintain your health. Because how one person does it, again, just like your finances, how one person maintains their health is not the same way that's going to work for you, because their budget is different, their lifestyle is different, their needs are going to be different than yours. So it's okay to try a couple different ways without having to spend a ton of money up front to do it, to kind of get in the habit for yourself.
And I also imagine that being consistent is huge, because the same thing with the financial aspect of maintaining a budget, you have to discipline yourself to set them out this time, however it is. Is it once a week? Is it once a month? To practice it, to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's consistency is the key here. Showing up for yourself, right? It's exactly like you said, the same concepts go for keeping yourself on track with your financial goals, just like your fitness goals, whatever those may be. So it's all about, yeah, setting up those habits and try to keep it as simple as possible up front, just to get yourself going. Set aside some time, you know, every day, every week, whatever it is that you're dedicating to this, you know. And remember, habits of any kind take at least 30 to 60 days to actually form an actual habit. So sometimes keeping a progress of your journal can help. Having a buddy system can help hold you accountable to those goals that you have, fitness or financial for that matter. You know, and if you're lucky enough to have one of those fancy watches that tracks your steps, use it, right? If you've already got it, start using it. But there's a lot of other ways that you can go about finding free and affordable ways to help you keep track of this stuff too. So be creative. You know,
the funny thing about those tracking wristband things, they're almost like treadmills, except for being in the basement, they're in the dresser drawer.
Yeah. Yes. Very true.
All right. We have to take a break. We're talking about fitness goals for the new year on Good Money Moves and why that can be a good money move. We'll return in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. We're talking about actual health, fitness, and why that can be a good money move. You mentioned journaling to help be consistent in establishing the habit of moving around and being physical. Do you have any other tips that we can follow to not only be consistent, but maybe even save money on our quest for more fitness?
Yeah. So not to sound like a broken record, but you mentioned consistency, but also moderation is important as well, right? So a big part of people's New Year's resolutions when they say they're going to get healthy is around changing their eating habits as well. Yeah. And so this is where you can actually save a lot of money in changing your eating habits, because if your goal is to, you know, change those eating habits, a lot of times that means you're stopping going out to eat so much and you're doing more cooking at home. And there's a lot of ways that you can do this in a really cost-effective way as well. You know, meal prep is a really great way that you can get started with this. And it actually saves you a ton of money to do this, because you can kind of buy things in bulk and just kind of batch out in one afternoon, like a bunch of different meals for yourself through the week. So you constantly have an easy lunch to go grab instead of having to feel like you have to run to the McDonald's down the street or something for lunch every day. So, you know, go out, buy some chicken, vegetables, maybe some potatoes or rice or something, and just make up a bunch of meals for the week and you're ready to go, right? And that way, again, you're not being forced to go spend money on expensive takeout for lunch every day. And meal prep containers, you can find those pretty easily and readily and cheap online these days as well. So
that's the best thing that's come along, by the way, for doing this.
Yeah.
To bring your lunch with you to work and have actually a delicious lunch. These new containers that you can buy dirt cheap are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. I agree. And that, yeah. And I think, you know, too, you can even get a little creative with, you know, what types of things that you buy and do some comparison shopping along the way, but you know, between store brand or, you know, branded products. And, you know, frozen fruits and vegetables tend to be less expensive than fresh, although fresh is always good too. You know, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. This is one that people overlook, but water is, well, very affordable. So get yourself a nice water bottle, maybe find one that you really enjoy like looking at and that you're going to want to bring places with you so that you can just have that water with you all the time. That's a great way to kind of stay healthy, very affordably.
And
there's even like apps and timers you can get for your phone. You can kind of make it into a game about how much water you drink in a day, something like that. So,
well, the dirty little secret too, and this is not a blanket condemnation, but an awful lot of the bottled water that you'd buy that, mm-hmm. you know, you're spending money on is just tap water. So fill up your own bottle with a tap water.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can buy, you know, water filters and things like that. If you prefer that your water is filtered, you can buy those for your fridge and save yourself quite a bit of money. So one of your New Year's resolutions is to drink more water, find ways that are going to help you do that without having to buy cases and cases of bottled water, because that does get expensive. Then you're not making such a good money move. So find ways to, you know, again, do it affordably. There's ways to do it.
Okay. A lot of people I know who are attempting to live a more healthy lifestyle swear by these supplements.
Yeah.
Is that something people really, really? Do I really need to buy this?
Yeah, that's a big industry for sure. And do you really need to buy protein bars and shakes and supplements? No, you don't. It's definitely more of a convenience item, but they do tend to be very expensive at the same time. But if I would just say, just like with your finances, if that's what works for you and you can afford those things, then do what works. But I certainly wouldn't say it's a must. I think, you know, you look at the price tag, you do some comparison shopping. That's going to be really key, and figure out if buying that expensive protein bar is what keeps you on track with your financial goals and you can afford to do so, then by all means, move forward. If that just seems outside of the realm of possibilities for your grocery budget, then there's many other ways that you can maintain a healthy diet without having to buy those things. So, you know, I think another thing that's really important here as we're talking about this, when it comes to being healthy and kind of doing so to help your wallet in the long run, right, is making sure that you are taking time to kind of see your doctor or even your dentist on a regular basis for those annual checkups. And I say this because this can really help you prevent health problems from coming up unexpectedly. And most insurances do cover those annual wellness exams. So take advantage of those. You're kind of leaving free services on the table if you're not. And if it's something that's covered by your insurance plan. So take advantage of those. Using your insurance benefits to the maximum is definitely a good money move, and it's good for your health. So, and for the dentist, you know, they think they tell you to go like twice a year, but most people avoid doing that, right? But interestingly, getting your teeth cleaned is actually a really good, it's so weird to say this, getting your teeth cleaned is a good money move, but it is. because it, when you go and get yourself checked out on a regular basis, it's to address any issues that can actually save you from bigger health issues down the road and lead to costly medical bills, because science is actually finding more and more correlation between dental health and physical health. And so, again, using those insurance benefits that you have to take care of yourself is a very good money move, and it's also good for your health, and it's actually going to save you money in the long run.
Well, you mentioned there are connections between cardiovascular disease and others and dental health, but just the cost of getting an implant or some of these other things that take care of decay of your teeth over the years if you don't take care of them. It's really expensive. It does. Astronomically expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
And you need them. All right. Yeah. We're talking about Good Money Moves, health and fitness this week. Interesting. We'll be back with more in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. It's Good Money Moves. We've been talking about health and fitness, and you mentioned insurance plans. Go get your wellness checks.
Yeah.
Go see the dentist.
Yep.
So maybe we should talk a bit more about insurance plans. Are there things we should be looking at considering when we're dealing with health insurance and dental insurance and eye insurance and all of it?
Yes. Yeah. Looking at and really understanding your different insurance benefits is really important, right? So it's some things you can kind of think about and consider when it comes to your insurance benefit plans, whether they're ones that you buy in the open market or you get them through an employer somehow. You know, really just consider, you know, do you have a plan that's working for you and your family? As you grow your family, as you age, you know, your needs around that stuff change. And if, you know, as your health changes, those needs change as well. So it's always good to kind of review that. Make sure that you know what your deductible and out-of-pocket expenses are as well, so that you can plan appropriately for those throughout the year. Are you putting money away for those expenses? You know, it's a good plan to budget monthly for things like prescription costs or co-pays that you may have. And there's definitely some apps out there these days that can help you. If you do have really expensive medications, one of them is called GoodRx. They can help you find cheaper medications. It's also a good money move to ask your doctor for generic versions of different medications you may be taking, if those will work better for you, because they tend to be less expensive. If you have a high deductible plan, look into getting a healthcare savings account, an HSA, that you can kind of contribute to every month. They come in really handy. They usually use your dollars pre-taxed for those things. So you get a little bit of a tax benefit there. But it's easy to access the funds in those. Usually you get like a debit card with them, so you can really easily pay for the medical bills and medical supplies, subscriptions, stuff like that come up throughout the year. So those are just, you know, a couple of things to think about when it comes to your health goals for the year and your financial goals for the year, and making sure that those two are meeting nicely in the middle somewhere.
I'm always surprised how many people who have health plans that make them eligible for an HSA and don't take advantage of it. It's probably one of the most useful things that the federal government has allowed us to do. Because if you have a medical bill, a significant medical bill, it has to be gargantuan usually before it becomes tax deductible. And then you're only able to deduct the portion that meets, you know, is above that threshold, which I think is 7.5% or 10% of your household income. And if you use the HSA, you're going to get that deduction by having it pre-tax on any medical bill you have or any medical purchase you have. They're magical. And plus the fact that if you don't spend it, you're saving the money, and it can sit there for years and years and years. And if you get it large enough, you can start investing in it. And when you withdraw it later on in life to maybe perhaps pay your health premiums under Medicare, you already paid the tax on it, or there is no tax on it.
Exactly. Yeah, they're different than those flex spending accounts, right? Where you kind of have to use it or lose it. So those HSAs are different. And I think you're right, though. I think a lot of people don't realize how beneficial those HSA plans can really be, especially when you do have those high deductible plans.
Absolutely. They'll save you. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Fantastic information, as usual, Jenna. And as usual, I know there's a ton more out there for people to learn about if they wish. And I bet you have some ideas on how they can find out more.
I do. As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website at firstalliancecu.com. Subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice out there every week. You can go back and listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform. If you have a financial topic that you would like us to cover or you'd like a question answered on Good Money Moves, please send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. They can help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. It's Good Money Moves. Thanks a lot, Jenna.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll do this again in another week. Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.